A principal meteorologist, Amos Nah, has warned residents in the southern part of the country to be cautious about this minor rainy season because it may be heavy and could cause floods. Mr. Nah also reminded parents to take care of their children so that they do not get drowned. Speaking to Radio Ghana on the effects of the minor rains, Mr. Nate recalled that in 2010, the minor season rains caused floods in Accra. On farming, Mr. Nas said the season will be short, especially for those in their farm plains. Farmers should therefore plant only crops with short gestation.
It's a minor rainy season. So for the southern Ghana, it is a minor rainy season. But for northern Ghana, in fact, it's part of the main rainy season. So all over the country, we could be having rains from now to the end of October. So we are saying the rainy season. I want all of us to be very mindful of it. Normally over the south, we take it that the minor season does not produce very much. But I want to draw our minds back to year 2010, when we had serious flooding in Accra at the tail end of the rainy season, about October. Well, we could have a similar scenario. So what I would like all of us to do is to be vigilant and to be alert and to have it in our consciousness that the rainy season is not over. So the things that we have to do to mitigate the occurrence of flooding or any disaster, we still have to do them. Yeah.
Residents are digging trenches all over, so by doing diversion without recourse to technical advice. What are you telling them? I hear some two children got drowned on Saturday when we had these showers.
Well, I think we have city planners. They have their own plans. They have their technical know-how. In the way that if we want to do something, we have to consult them. So digging arbitrary trenches, etc., I don't think will help the situation. Because with that practice, what we can say is children falling victims. So I will implore all of us to desist from that practice. If for any reason anybody wants to dig any trench or anything, they should consult the authorities for technical advice. Because these things, you see, children could be playing, they might be full and they will fall in it, and that is the end of it. So I don't think it's a very good practice. Those of us who are doing that, I feel we must desist from it. Then we have to take care of our children too. We shouldn't let children be going and playing around, because this is the rainy season. Even with digging the trenches, in case somebody digs on an electrical wire, you know, with water, there could be electrocution. So, well, I will implore our people that we shouldn't go that way. We must take advice in all that we do.
How about those who are into farming? We're looking at the lean season farming, looking at vegetables and all that in the southern sector. Is there any hope for us?
Problem is that, you see, this season, the minor season is actually very short. Now, it depends on the crops that you want to grow or want to produce. Some of the crops yield in 60 days. Some yield in 90 days. There may be also crops we yield in a very short time. As I said, by October, the rainy season will be over. So over the south, what I would advise is that maybe if we want to do a second cropping, then we should substitute with irrigation, especially those in the Accra plains. Because the disaster that occurred during the major season, I don't think we should encourage it. And now you see, September is almost over, and we have October. So, well, it is still a risk, but I would advise that irrigation should supplement, or you should supplement with irrigation.
Principal Meteorologist Amos Nah.